Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today we have one of our beautiful clients, British, on the podcast. She's 44. She has three kids. She's married and she also works as well. So she's doing it all, like lots of the mums in our program. Welcome.
Thank you, Kitty. So happy to be here.
I was just telling you how beautiful is your house. I just love those, the doors, the glass doors. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
Blue and the, yeah, it's lovely. Anyway.
It's very summery here, but it's about 5 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
Oh, it's really warm here. It's so muggy. And it's just been, the weather's so weird. It's like now it's cloudy. It was beautiful and sunny this morning. So, yeah. So anyway, tell the listeners a little bit about your story prior to joining the program. So what history, health issue you were struggling with, you know, what and what made you join the program?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm really thankful. I had a great foundation growing up. My parents both really prioritized food and exercise. Both really good cooks. So, you know, that was always great. It wasn't until I had kids that I started to really notice changes in my body. And I gained a lot of weight with all my pregnancies. I did use macro, tracking my macros to you know, get back in shape, so to speak. But I, you know, there's always like these underlying things. Like I had really painful bloating, digestion issues. I tried so many elimination diets. I cut out dairy. I cut out sugar. I cut out fruit, gluten. I even cut out alcohol for 2 years. I tried being vegetarian. I tried keto. I only lasted about 2 weeks on that. It just gave me horrendous gas. and I just, you know, I was kind of like, okay, well, that's frustrating, but never could really get to the bottom of it. And about a year or 2 years ago, I started to notice some trends with exercising where I just felt like I wasn't actually making progress. Mm-hmm. You know, doing the home workouts and a lot of HIIT and boot camp style stuff and kind of low weight, the 10th, the 12th, the 15th. And I just felt like I was chasing something that I could never catch. Mm-hmm. You know, the body, I wanted to be lean, but also muscular. And I was really, you know, crappy sleep. And I would have this like quarterly burnout where I would go really hard. And then every 3 to 4 months, I would just completely fall off, lose motivation. It would start with the weekends. I would kind of binge and go crazy. And then it would bleed into my workouts. And then the real kicker for finding you was I had an injury and it was kind of a wake up call because I tore my rotator cuff and kind of overnight I went from like cardio bunny to like, I couldn't do anything. And on top of that, I couldn't sleep. And so I think just going from working out really intense to then sedentary lifestyle and not sleeping and propping myself up with caffeine to get through the day, I was having terrible anxiety. Again, my sleep, it just all those like perimenopausal symptoms seemed to be really exacerbated. And so I had followed you for about a year at that point. And I remember saying, I am going to rehab my shoulder and then I'm going to do something different and I'm going to go after this and do Kitty's program and just go all in. And that was literally a year to the week.
What?
I had a call with Margie. So,
I love it. I love it. And so you've been in the program years. So talk about all of the results that you've seen.
Yeah. So I signed up. I went right in. I didn't even do the 7-day challenge. I thought, let's just go for this. I did the 16-week. And I remember being like, this is going to be the answer to everything. And I got sick. Pretty bad. Like I got a really bad case of strep throat and then I had the flu. And so it wasn't like the best start, but the initial result was your program gave me the permission to cut out green vegetables, which I really think I know a lot about nutrition. I've gone to school for it. I have a degree in, but I was never thinking that that would be the thing that was causing all of my bloating and my lack of digestion issues. And so my stomach just improved tremendously in that first 4 weeks. It was just shocking. And at first I was really reluctant. I kept telling my coach, Kathleen, I was like, there's no way I can cut out vegetables. I won't poop regularly. Like, are you kidding me? And so that was the first big result. But you know, that first 16 week, I mean, my body comp just changed significantly. I really was shocked just how much, you know, the less emphasis on the weight. I mean, if you look at my before and after pictures or my progress photos, if you will, there's like a 5-pound difference, but it looks very different. Putting muscle on, losing some fat, and just eating so much food. I mean, I just love to eat, and I was shocked to be able to achieve those results. My sleep improved, my libido improved, my mood, my energy levels, just my ability to handle stress just completely changed. It was really fascinating. So I did. I signed up for another 16 week, and I'm now just about to finish my third round.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Love it. I saw your photos too. Like, they're just incredible. Your afters are amazing, amazing. And how many calories are you eating now?
So I'm just shy of 2,000 calories, which at first I thought, there's no way. And initially it was hard. I felt like I was really stuffing it in. But what you don't realize is as you start to create more of an output, that energy expenditure, you know, it starts to kind of meet in the middle. And so, yeah, I'm just under 2,000. I just did a mini cut before the holidays, and I cut it down to, I think, just around 1,500. And even through that, you know, I was able to maintain my results. But yeah, 2,000 calories is kind of my maintenance and my to be able to build. It's a lot of food, and it's a lot of really fun foods. I don't feel restricted at all. You know, I love my yogurt and my berries. I love my sourdough English muffins, my orange juice.
Cool. So good. I love this too. And I love the muffins. I'm addicted. I've been having sourdough crumpets for breakfast every morning I'm obsessed. I would say obsessed is the correct word.
Yeah.
How is the food fitting with the rest of the family?
It's great. You know, I think it's really, my kids are young. So, you know, they have their things that they like and they don't like. What's nice is that because I work from home and, you know, breakfast, people kind of do what they want in our family. But for the most part, I eat the same breakfast, I eat the same lunch, and then I just rotate through the dinners. And that's one thing that the program really taught is just this concept of, like, you don't have to get so, you know, wild with your food. We are actually all creatures of habit, I think, more than we realize. And we eat the same thing all the time. And so just getting really dialed in on that. I've got, you know, my pasta bolognese. I make really good chili. We do. I love the shepherd's pie. That's probably my favorite right now. It's just so, like, warming and hearty. And so many of the foods that I cook are just, they just go in the crock pot. We can batch cook it. I just portion out what I need. The kids come in later. It totally plays to their interests, and it just streamlines it so much. I think that's a big misconception with tracking and, you know, being so mindful of your macros, is that it's going to be really time consuming, and it's going to be like you're eating separate from your family. And it's actually so the opposite. It's a bit clunky at the start, and just, you know, there's a learning curve, but once you figure it out, it actually is really efficient use of time. And there's so much time savings that goes into it. And then, yeah, dinner's just, like I said, I just go through before the kids and, yeah, weigh out what I need, and it's great.
Yeah, so good. Oh, yeah. I love it. I just love everyone's food when they come to the program. What have you enjoyed most about the program?
Definitely the training, hands down. I mean, I've always been kind of a exercise junkie. I've tried everything. But what I love about it is, one, this notion that I'm actually making progress, and I can see it, I can feel it. My little pup is barking in the background. I love that it takes all of my focus. Like, there's so many times I would do workouts and my mind would start to wander, and I'd be making lists and just things I needed to do for the day. And with training, it just brings me back to, you know, total in the body. I love that I'm actually building muscle. That's just been great. The the food stuff too. I mean, like I said, I certified in nutrition, but I learned so much just about fueling my body and about, you know, the needs of muscle building, different phases. So the education paired with like the real life experience, it's just, you've packaged it in a way that is really digestible, and it just really packs a punch. You can't unlearn what you go through in this experience. And it's profound in the sense that it's just really training me for years to come, you know?
So good. And what have become the most challenging?
The most challenging, I think, is just the mindset shift. You know, it used to be that I could, you know, just like, oh, I just will cut food here and there, like, you know, in my 20s and 30s. And, you know, you're going out of town or whatever. And as I got older, those tricks actually didn't work anymore, and they started to work against me. And so it, you know, in the beginning, I think it's hard to be like, oh my gosh, I'm eating so much food, and you don't feel like you're working out as much, right? To go from such a cardio focused type of exercise to just weight training. So it was just that mindset shift and just trusting the process. That was hard. You know, there were so many times where I'm like, this just isn't working, but really it's just time. I think we have these beliefs that just aren't true. And then it takes time to allow your body and your mind to really try out a new belief and to see it come to fruition. And, you know, and then kind of the magic happens when you just stay in it and you stay consistent. And so it was just that, you know, I definitely was more of like the instant gratification. So just being patient, I think, was hard. The tracking, you know, yeah, it's tricky at first, but again, how bad do you want something? You know, are you going to really go for it, or are you just going to, you know, complain and not do the work, and another year goes by?
It gets so easy though. Hey, once you nail it.
It gets so much easier. And that's the other thing about macros too. It's like, I think when I talk to friends about it now, they kind of turn their, you know, eye roll, like, who would want to track all the time? Or, you know, and I think a couple of things, it's like, you're not tracking for the rest of your life. I mean, you can, and it's a great tool, but I think it's really a practice that we learn, and you just get really good at being able to eyeball stuff over time. You know, like the holidays, I didn't track at all, but I was able to eyeball for the most part and kind of stay within my, you know, at least my protein goal for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's good. And do you think you would have got the results without the coaching?
No, gosh, no. I mean, like I said, it's just the way it's all packaged together that really is kind of the missing link, I think. Having Kathleen be there just for all of it, whether it was the advice on form with my lifting, you know, recording moves and just sharing with her and her giving me feedback. That was huge, because I had been in a gym of that sort, but it was all very new to me. Mostly for me, it was all dumbbells, and, you know, to have the confidence to just go for it and someone that I could reach out to. And yeah, just that accountability was huge too. The tracking and the, you know, checking in weekly keeps you in the game, so to speak. And no, I really don't. I don't think I could have figured out just how many little nuances. I mean, cutting dark greens, all the broccoli and the spinach. And I mean, I used to eat so much kale. And so just that alone is crazy. I would have never thought to take that out on my own. I would have never thought to streamline so much of the macro stuff. I probably wouldn't have had the confidence to get at it with heavy lifting. And, you know, I mean, I do squats with 40s in each hand, 40 pounds. So that's just crazy. I would have never figured that out.
Love it. I love it. And what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining the program or thinking about joining?
Get off the fence. Go for it. I know there's a lot of differing opinions out there. It's hard to decide what's right, but this experience for me was so comprehensive, and it was so sustainable. It really does bring results. I have never recompositioned my body like this, and I consider myself an athlete. I've tried so many different things, yes, it's an investment, but it's not just a program. This is something that will serve you for the rest of your life. I mean, it puts you on a trajectory that is so positive and truly healthy, truly sustainable, that it's just going to serve me for years to come. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing that.
My pleasure.
You're so great. I love seeing you, all the women in the program, progress. And
yeah,
if you're a woman and you're listening to this and you've been thinking about joining the coaching program, I'll pop a link in the show notes. You can book a free call and just have a chat. We'll see if it's a good fit. And Bridget, yeah, See you in the program.
Awesome, Kitty. Thank you so much. Appreciate all your education, really.
You're so welcome.